Hi, this is David McGuffin, and I hope you've enjoyed your tour experience this far. You know, there's so much to see here in Bavaria. Castles, fast cars, oompa bands, beer halls, maypoles, more sausage and sauerkraut than you ever could imagine, and of course Munich, the city we're in right now. However, today we need to turn our attention to a rather somber chapter in history, that of World War II and the Nazi concentration camps. Today, you'll visit Dachau, Germany's first concentration camp. But before the visit, and before we arrive, it's necessary to explain a few things about the memorial site. On March 22, 1933, a few weeks after Adolf Hitler had been appointed Reich Chancellor, a concentration camp for political prisoners was set up in the village of Dachau. This camp served as a model for all later concentration camps and as a school of violence for the SS men under whose command it stood. In the 12 years of its existence, over 200,000 persons from all over Europe were imprisoned here and in the numerous subsidiary camps in the area. More than 43,000 people died. On April 29, 1945, American troops liberated the survivors. The Dachau concentration camp was opened with the arrival of the first prisoners on March 22, 1933. This was the beginning of a terror system in Dachau that cannot be compared with any other state persecution and penal system. In June of 1933, Theodor Eicke was appointed commandant of the concentration camp. He developed an organizational plan and rules with detailed stipulations, which were later to become valid for all concentration camps in Germany. Also, from Eicke came the division of the concentration camp into two areas, namely the prisoners' camp, surrounded by a variety of security facilities and guard towers, and the so-called camp command area with administrative buildings and barracks for the SS. Later appointed to the position of inspector for all concentration camps, Eicke established the Dachau concentration camp as a model for all other camps and as the murder school for the SS. The memorial site at Dachau, which we will visit today, includes the former prisoners' camps as well as the crematorium area. The larger section of the former Dachau concentration camp, that is, the SS camp, is not open to the public. However, you can see this to the left of the main gate, known as the Jurhaus, as we walk from the parking area to the camp. The Jurhaus served as the main exit and entrance to the prisoners' camp and as the main office of the camp SS personnel. Passage through the building was made possible by a wrought iron gate through which the prisoners entered the camp after their initial arrival and later marched through each day with their labor units. The gatehouse separated the prisoners from the outside world. Here's an excerpt from a prisoner's memoirs dated November 11, 1940. The wagon stopped. We climbed out and were led to a squat building. In front of us, in a ditch about 4 meters wide, flowed water. Barbed wire was spanning across the other side. A bridge led over the water. On the other side of the bridge was a building, in its center a yawning gate. On the top of this gate, rising out of the roof of the building, a square tower where guards wearing steel helmets stood. Machine gun barrels jutted out of those windows. My neighbor whispered to me, "The barbed wire is electrified. You see the large open space behind it? All the low barracks? That's where we'll live." The barracks in the distance gleamed green through the barbed wire. Even from so far away, you could see that everything was kept painstakingly clean. Not even the smallest scrap of paper lay around. But something pitiless loomed over everything. Something awful. Something icy that was frightening. A column marched down the road, which was lined with poplar trees. They were singing some song. They marched directly toward the gate, in exact step, and in a dead straight line. They all looked strangely pale. Some of them sneaked an interesting look at us, but nobody dared to raise his head. In the large entrance, a pale iron gate was opened. The group passed over the bridge and through the gate, and then they marched singing over the large open space and vanished between the distant barracks. On the Jurhaus's wrought iron gate, you'll see inscribed, "Arbeit macht frei," which means "work will make you free." The SS had this affix there, and it reflects the Nazis' propaganda meant to trivialize the concentration camp for outsiders as a labor and re-education camp. The first prisoners were political opponents to the regime. Communists, social democrats, trade unionists, also occasionally members of the conservative and liberal political parties. The first Jewish prisoners were also sent to the Dachau concentration camp because of their political opposition. In the following years, new groups were deported to Dachau. These included Jews, homosexuals, gypsies, members of the Jehovah's Witness, and priests. Overall, more than 200,000 prisoners from more than 30 states were imprisoned in Dachau. You'll get a lot more historical information on the Dachau concentration camp and the memorial site on your visit today. Now let's spend a few minutes focusing our attention on what to look for as you tour the site. I mentioned already about the Jurhaus, the guardhouse with the gate that says the inscription, "Work will make you free." Once you go through that, you're actually inside the Dachau concentration camp. And you'll notice that there is a memorial there, and this memorial near the main building was dedicated in 1968. It was designed by a Yugoslavian artist. He was a concentration camp survivor, and his name was Nador Gleed. Again, make sure you take a look at this memorial. It's on the right-hand side as you're walking toward the main building. It's a big cast-iron black memorial. Moving beyond the memorial by Mr. Gleed, you'll see the main building. This is now where the exhibition is housed. This building was built in 1938, and at that time it accommodated workshops and administrative offices. The first room you walk into will be general information about the Nazi concentration camp system, and then there's an explanation of the entire camp further on in. You can wander through room to room to room looking at the displays about the concentration camps in Europe and in Germany and Dachau specifically. Later on, you'll encounter a central area where there are some toilet facilities available, there's a bookshop, and also the theater where we'll watch the movie about the Dachau concentration camp. Back outside, in between the monument and the barracks, you'll find the former roll call square. It was here in this area that the prisoners were counted every morning and every evening, and they were assigned their daily work tasks and work details. Punish measures were also announced and carried out here publicly to intimidate the prisoners. Beyond the roll call area, you'll see two barracks. These barracks represent the original 34 that were built to house the prisoners in 1937 to 1938. Today, two barracks remain at the beginning of the camp road. The Dachau concentration camp had initially been built to contain approximately 6,000 prisoners, but from the very outset it was overcrowded. By the end of 1944, over 30,000 people were imprisoned here. That's five times more than was originally intended. After you visit the barracks, you can walk back toward the rear of the camp in the opposite direction of the main building. On the left-hand side, at the very back corner, you'll find a path going through the woods to the crematorium. Walking across the bridge, you'll enter the crematorium grounds. The crematorium was strictly off-limits to the prisoners of the camp. As a matter of fact, you could not even enter the crematorium site from the prisoner camp. It had to be entered through the SS camp area. Not only was this a crematorium, it was also an execution area. Still preserved today is the old crematorium built in 1940 and the so-called Barrack X housing a new crematorium built in 1942-1943. Leaving the crematorium and walking back across the bridge to the Dachau concentration camp, you'll see on your left many religious memorials built in the 1960s and 70s to honor those who suffered and died at this Dachau concentration camp. I hope this has served to give you a pretty good visual perception of the Dachau concentration camp and what to expect. Before we get off the bus and go into the camp, I want to make sure that you realize that this place is a place of reverence and is to be respected. Please be sure to not wear your hats inside. Make sure that you talk in low voices and whispers. Make sure that you, when you do take photographs, that you're aware of the people that are around you and other visitors to the site. I want you to remember as we go through this concentration camp experience today that the freedom you enjoy as a citizen of the United States and a citizen of the world is due in part to the suffering and death that occurred here at the Dachau concentration camp. The music that's been playing in the background during this episode is a piano sonata by Carl Berman, a Holocaust survivor. It depicts his time in a concentration camp in Terezin in 1943.